live version of In the Air Tonight, you will love it. I mean, it's kind of long, but it's super well done, where he's walking on stage and he gets up and finally after singing the first verses, sits down at the drums and just owns those drums.
Yes. So
it's worth sitting down and listening to the live version of In the Air Tonight.
Man, you know what? At some point in time, I wish I had pulled that one up. Now, this one was 5 minutes and 36 seconds, right?
No, this is fine. The other one's too long, William, for here.
Oh, but hey, Mike, I thoroughly love it, love it, love it. That's why I'm not going to let you get away with this by yourself, okay? Because I've got my other favorite Phil Collins songs. I've got a couple, right? Oh, but what Mike was talking about, the scene, the atmosphere, the coloring, and I believe it was like these blues, blue lights, right? Different shades of blue, with the, it was just a spectacular, performance, right? It was like on the scale of, like, if you were to go to a Michael Jackson concert. I'm not comparing the two artists because I love both of them, okay? And there's two different things going on. But what I'm seeing is, the majesty. And Mike, something else I wanted to say about, with his music and his sound, and music in general, folks, it can be a mystical type of, mystical mystery type of music because it has, and I'm not talking about music, I'm talking about the effects that it has on you, right? The mind, body, and soul.
It leads you down a path. Doesn't it lead you down a path of emotions?
It does.
It paints a picture. It paints a picture in your mind of emotions and leads you on a path.
You know what's great about it, Mike, is that it and most times it can tell a story in about 4 to 5 minutes. I think that's absolutely incredible. And think about your life without music. And we take it for granted sometimes. But I've got one. I'm going to step aside, Mike, because I have one for you, because I do have another request coming in from Phil. Hey, Phil, thank you so much. He has a request. CC has a request as well. Mike, I love this. Audience, nice. We love when you engage. Right. But this one, Mike, yeah.
And we're looking for pictures, too. If you've got personal pictures of you and what's going on, please send them in.
Yeah.
You got pictures with you and your animals and such. You know, here's the thing about going to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven if my animals aren't there, the music isn't there, then don't even sin. It's not going to be there.
He's, folks, we'll have him checked someday, okay?
They've already done that.
It didn't work.
No.
I know you know this, Mike. Another Day in Paradise. I love this song.
It's the story of my life now, William. Another Day in Paradise.
She calls out to the man on the street, "Sir, can you help me? It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep. There's some..." Thank you. she's been crying. She's got blisters on the soles of her feet. She can't walk, but she's trying. Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day for you and me in paradise. Oh, think twice, it's just another day.
Think about it. Yeah. Another Day in Paradise. This is Phil Collins. Wow. Oh, I'm having a great time, guys, girls. I hope you are too. Hanging out with my main man, Mad Mike. Mike is holding it down on the West Coast, and I'm doing my best on the East. If you like the show, please let us know. I'm getting comments all over the place. We've got two more requests that just came in. One, I have another one from Phil and another one from CeCe. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. CeCe, I'm just going to reveal.
I listened to the end of CeCe's show this evening, and I appreciate the fact that she had a guest on that was kind of, she was kind of tough on guys a bit. But
yeah.
You know what, CeCe, she kind of stood up for the men a little bit too, and I appreciate the balance. She had a balance, and I appreciate that a great deal because, you know, you can't just say every first, this side is all bad and this side's all good.
Right.
There's got to be a balance somewhere in between. So, CeCe, if you're listening, thank you for sticking up for the good guys.
Yes, and she does that. You know, as a matter of fact, she also comes down on the women, too, sometimes. But I think there's a bit of an imbalance, though, Mike. Don't tell her I said that, all right? Yeah.
You're on your own.
Hey, bro, you're not backing me up.
No, because you're Wild Will. I can't back up Wild Will.
No, she's listening. Oh, believe me. Oh, my goodness. And her show is fire. And also, you've heard Miss Penny, too, I think. I know Warren has. Hey, Warren, if you're listening, bro, let us know, right? And Miss Penny, which comes on. We've got so many different shows. We have Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny, which comes on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. And that is at 5 p.m. on the East Coast and 2 p.m. on the West and 4 Central, right? Then we were talking about the aforementioned, oh my God, Mrs. He's Kitchen. She is,
she be cooking.
Yeah, well, she's a handful too.
Cooking in that kitchen.
Oh boy, I'm going to hear something about this. I know. I like stirring up stuff, Mike. And that's why I'm always getting in trouble.
Make sure she puts some extra pepper in there, and she knows what I mean by that.
I'm sure she does. We're not going to talk about her packing this. We're not going to talk about that too. But anyway, we'll move right along. Why do you get a chuckle when I brought this up, folks? Ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't listen, last Sunday, I had my friend Mike, oh my God, had Mad Mike on the Boomerang Radio Show. Okay. And it was just a really, really great show. And we have three wonderful ladies on that broadcast. One wasn't there and another gentleman. But we had a great time, but it was a great, great conversation.
The panel was awesome.
Man, and you were too, my friend. I'm going to tell you,
I'm exceedingly mediocre.
And you see, he doesn't take compliments well. But you have to understand me, Mike. And you already know too. I don't flatter people. When I give a compliment, it's sincere. And that's why you're my friend. Hell, if you were stupid, you wouldn't be here. You know, no,
are you sure about that?
Yeah. Ask the other 37, almost 40 people that aren't here anymore. But anyway, let's move right along. That's a whole different subject. This cat, man, he's just a great, great guy. But he doesn't take compliments well. Mike is that's my friend. And that's all I need to say about that. But anyway, we got two, requests coming up that we need to play. And one is, Phil sent us another one. That is This Masquerade, George Benson. And Dr. Sims.
My favorites, you know that.
Oh, CC, she sent in one also, and she wanted to hear All I Need Is You. Kenny Rogers? Yeah. And I think Dolly Parton is there too, right? Is that Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton? Dottie West, I'm sorry. Dottie West. Hey, Mike. Let's do this.
Play those requests, man. We love it. And send us pictures.
Man. This is Mad Mike. Wow, we're coast to coast. Just have a whole ton of fun. Hey, Phil, I'm going to get that other mention out for you also, brother. Another toy drive.
Have a little cognac and listen to Benson.
Man. I'm going to cut my camera off right now. We're going to have some fun.
Anywhere, we're lost in
masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Hearts of weeping disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try, understand the reasons that we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade. I try. understand the reasons why we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade. Whoa. Mm. In a masquerade.
Man, that's so good. Hey, thanks for Phil. Phil, oh, thanks for that request. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I totally did. Now, my buddy, he's a jokester, right? Now he has a fireplace in the background. I know he's teasing me. I already know. Yeah. Okay.
What? Huh? What? This goes with Benson. You got a snifter of cognac, okay. You're warming it in your hands, or maybe over a little candle.
Man.
And you're sitting by the fire, you got your stocking feet up next to the fire, you're enjoying some George Benson. See, and you're making all kinds of accusations. that's not right.
I apologize, Mike. I apologize. Man, oh man. Hey, this is a good time, folks. We have a good time. Invite your friends to come and join us each and every Thursday night. Man, oh man. 5:15 on the West Coast, right? 5:15 on the West, 8:15 on the East, 7:15 Central, and that makes it 6:15 Mountain. Hey, check us out. This is Mad Mike at Wild Wheel coming to you, man. We have a blast. And see, now, I'll tell you a little secret. Mike and I, when I was in California, we used to hang out, right? We're just partners, right? And we used to hang out and we just have a great time all by ourselves, right? And so this is just an extension, Mike.
It pretty much is, yeah.
Because the conversations that we're having with you, we have these to ourselves, and oh man, and
a lot of them we should keep to ourselves,
and a lot of them we will.
Statute of limitations and all that.
I understand. Okay, thank you. And so we have another request, Mike. This is from CC.
What do we got?
Kenny Rogers. Oh my God! Oh. I ever nice. Need is you. Okay, let's. Oh, look.
Thank you, CC.
Oh.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone.
Oh, Lord.
I feel just like a child without a home. The love you give me keeps me hanging on. Honey. All I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my best. Oh, loving you is all I ask. Honey, all I ever need is you. Weather's come and then they go. Watch the melting snow. Sure, summer, fall, and spring, all the things you do. Give me a reason to build my world around you. Some men follow rainbows, I am told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. Treasures in your soul, oh, honey, yeah. And all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find a way.
Through ups and
downs of every single day.
What, which is kind of why we play stuff like this.
I won't sleep at night till you say,
widen your horizon.
Yeah.
All I ever need is you.
All right, CC, thank you so much for that. Hey, I've got Norah Jones right here. Wow.
Is this one of mine, William?
Yes, it is, sir.
Nice, thank you.
My pleasure. You hanging out with Mad Mike? Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Come away with me.
And it's our pleasure.
Where are you hitting at, William?
Oh, in RVA.
Come away with me.
On the other side of the mountain.
Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day. Fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. I love that song. I love that song. Oh, man, my. Norah Jones. Okay. I learned a while back, Mike, that you can hear a song or you can listen to a song. And there's a difference. There is a complete difference. If I hear a song, I'm hearing the surface, if I'm making sense at all. I'm hearing the beat, the rhythm, blah, 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 some of the lyrics or whatever it is. I might like it. I might dance to it, whatever it is. But when I'm listening to a song, I'm listening to everything. And not only the melody, you know, with her voice, but I'm hearing the music and that guitar. Oh my goodness.
And the story.
Man.
And it goes further than music too, William. You're spot on, by the way, but it goes further to life itself. You know, how many of us listen and how many of us really hear? And that's not just within music, but within life itself. I mean, you might hear what's mm-hmm. going on in the background, or you might hear what mm-hmm. the noise that people are making, but are you really listening?
That's my point, you know, my brother.
God gave you two ears. You know, let me see if I can get this to focus. God gave you two ears and one mouth.
That's it.
He wanted you to listen twice as hard as you speak.
Hey, couldn't agree more. And that's how you learn.
And Cece will back me up on this.
I know she will. I know she will. It's no question about it. And look, I just love what we do, and we do what we love. I got this other one off your list right here, Mike, and we're going to play that. Be right back, and I got more for you. Nice. This one, and this is Willie Nelson. I never would have thought about playing it.
And Willie doesn't have a great voice, but he's got a wonderful story. But
how popular was he, right? Oh.
Great storyteller.
This story. That was it.
All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name and graveyards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babies sleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning.
Hey, we're back. Oh, this is Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast right here on The Buzz, ladies and gentlemen. That was a request sent in. That was Peg, Steely Dan. It was very interesting about that a group, Mike, and actually there's only a couple of guys, right? Steely Dan. And they never really toured. They never toured. They were just a in-house group that recorded. It was really amazing about this particular Steely Dan, but they had a bunch of songs that I really, really liked. And someone shared that with me several years ago about they weren't a touring band or anything like that. I don't know how much you know about them or anything like that or anything you want to contribute. Mike, I can't hear you, bro. Your mic, pardon the pun, your mic is muted.
Mike's not on the mic.
Mike, get on the mic. Oh, yeah. Will you please?
They had a really unique and wonderful sound. And I if they wanted a tour, that's great. But if they didn't, that's fine on them. But they still had a very unique and individual sound that you can hear a Steely Dan song and know immediately it's them.
Yeah. Yes. Remember, that's one of those unique sounds that I was talking about earlier. And it's really, and if you really listen, folks, if you go to the Midwest or upper Midwest, whatever it is, with Prince, and if you look at the Northeast or the East and go to the Philly sound, you go down south, the Southern Soul and Isaac Hayes and Stax. Then you can go to the West. There are distinctive sounds, Mike, all over the nation, if we recognize that. It's just like if someone from the South speaks, you can know where they're from. If someone's from New York.
It's an accent. Yeah.
I'm still fascinated by that. What causes the difference? Climate? I don't know.
It's your surroundings, your upbringing. It's what you're used to. It's how you grew up. It's all of those things.
You know what? That leads me to my next song. I got one for you. This one is Benny King. It must be a supernatural thing. Your love is a supernatural thing. This is my jam right here.
Supernatural.
Benny King. Oh, yes. This is dedicated. Oh, yes, to that special lady. Lana Richie.
I'm your knight in shining armor. And I love you. You have made me what I am, and I'm yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Oh, forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like our love. Oh, yes, girl, I'll always want you. the love you of know. My life. Of my life.
Man.
You're my lady.
Hey, Mike, I think we need to stop the presses again.
What do we do?
No. Everything right. Everything good. Whew. That song. Oh, my goodness. Lionel Richie. Well, he has a catalog of just great, great songs. We, something you put on earlier, Kenny Rogers. As a matter of fact, this particular song, and because of your list, inspired me to put this on mine. Lady, that was an original Kenny Rogers song. Mike, you there?
No, I believe.
Yeah, that's an original. That is an original Kenny Rogers song. And Lionel Richie got an Emmy for that. Is that Emmy with Music? I think it's Emmy with Music, right? And he said, thank you, Kenny Rogers. Oh, Lionel Richie wrote it and then Kenny Rogers covered it. It was one of the two, but it worked.
There's so many artists out there that were songwriters that came into their own right later on when they started recording their own music.
Absolutely.
Which is something that we could do a whole show on.
Yes, we can. I'll tell you who I would like to put on top of that list, and that's Ashford and Simpson. They were songwriters before they became known as great, great singers, and just a duet. Incomparable. That's probably my favorite duet. Ashford and Simpson.
That Lionel Richie song you just played, it reminds me of when I first started dating the gal that became my wife, and eventually after 30 years she became my ex-wife. You know, I ran across her today, and for the first time, you know, you and I talk about personal stuff sometimes,
right?
And Cece can help me with this, but I'm for the first time ever.
You need help. Mike needs help.
For the first time ever, my ex-wife, she apologized to me.
Wow.
She said she was, first time ever, she's ever, ever, ever apologized to me. She said she was sorry for marrying me.
I didn't.
Now I'm scarred.
Yeah, he's real scarred, folks. He's scarred. Hey, speaking of scarring, I've got something I'm going to do. I'm going to just go through a whole monkey wrench in this whole thing. There was a group that I really, really liked, Mike. I think, was it the 80s, I believe? I really liked this group, 80s, 90s, whatever it was, right? And they were in a huge scandal because the guys that we thought that were on, the guys that we thought that were singing the songs, they were lip-syncing. And
this is Milli Vanilli.
You already know. I'm gonna do this. I gotta do this. Let's do it.
So what are you doing back?
Oh,
I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to
folks. This show is unique.
I really mean that much to you.
All right,
girl. You know.
Do you know how to catch a rabbit?
you need up on it.
I'll talk to you later. Girl! Hey, girl! You listen to Mad Mike and Wild Will on the Buzz. I love it.
Over there.
Oh. Hey, Cece said, Mike needs help.
Well, we all know that. Don't be someone
else. Girl, you know it's true. Oh. Yes, Blame It on the Rain. We are back. This is Mad Mike. Wow, Will, coast to coast. Mike, I just want to comment on this group here a little bit. And perhaps you can help me out a little bit. Was that the late 80s, early 90s that Milli Vanilli just hit the scene?
Got me on that one, William.
Okay, we'll do more research on that. Perhaps some of you guys listening in can give us more facts on that, right? But I had to throw it in because I love that music, and oh my God, it broke my heart when I found out that the guys that were really doing the singing, you know, were in the background because of marketing. Okay, let's put it like this.
All about the money.
Those two guys, Milli Vanilli, they were the pretty boys. I was just going to throw it out there, okay? The guys in the background weren't as marketable or what the producers thought to be as attractive as those two guys. And it just ruined the whole deal. They could have figured out a better way to do this and be more honest to the public, right? Marketing, well,
I mentioned Willie Nelson earlier. You know, Willie and I share a whole lot in common. It's not that we're both very pretty at all. And his voice, you know, he's got that very nasally tone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that marketable image that you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
But you know what? He found a niche. And I'm talking about a big niche.
Huge.
He was and still is hugely popular. Wrote all kinds of songs, recorded some of them himself, wrote for other people. The guy's just a dynamo of talent. Even though he didn't have a Barbra Streisand voice.